Hello, everyone, and welcome to our NEPT Open Coaching Call. I am excited to be here with you to answer whatever questions, go over particular clients, whatever it is that you have on your mind, talk about your business. Looks like we have more people joining us. I just saw Annette come on and Kim. Good. All right. And the way that you get attention is you can wave to me, you can open up your line, or you do what Maria just did, which is raise her hand. So we will start with Maria. Hi. Unmute.
Unmute would be good.
There you go. Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Okay, so my questions are marketing related. I'm preparing for my PCOS event, and I was thinking. And by the way, Michelle, who is on the line, Michelle's gonna drive all the way from Tallahassee and help me on the day.
Oh, sweet! Thank you, Michelle. Yay!
Awesome. She's like, yeah. And I said, who does this shit these days? And she's like, I will do it. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah. So anyway, so I'm kind of looking forward to spending, you know, several hours with her.
Awesome. Is this happening this weekend?
No. September 22nd is the is speak, and I'll be speaking, and then I'll be in a panel. So here's what, so I don't want to overwhelm the peeps with stuff, you know. I'm just trying to plan. Last year, what did I do? I had my 6-week online program, you know, remember my lifestyle booty camp for PCOS. So I'm going to do that, to start that on October 17th, I think, for 6 weeks.
Great.
So I'm going to do that again. I would like to take advantage of that. I also would like to take advantage of, you know, my group online fitness, and offer that. So those are two things I want to offer. Obviously, my energy audit and all that, but I don't want to overwhelm people with stuff. Two is, what I also notice in about 100% of these events that I attend and collect names and all that, a very few I can get in touch with them because the emails go to spam, people don't freaking answer the phone. And I said, I want to do something different. I was thinking on do live signups. I'm a little concerned about the time, or at least have like a sheet with actually days and times. I don't know. I'm speaking out loud over here to get some clarity and also to see what.
So first of all, I want you to get real clear on what your goal is. What do you want to accomplish?
Oh, well, I want to fucking get clients out of this. That's it. I mean, the first time I spoke,
and how many people are at the event and how many clients do you want to get out of it?
I would like to have at least 10 in my group. I would like to get 101 clients out of that, but really I would like to get my group at least 10.
Okay. How many people at the conference?
They're shooting for 200. Okay, and obviously not everybody's going to hear me because there's competing talks,
right, you're breaking out,
that kind of stuff. You know, the first time I did, I spoke twice and I collected 30 names and I converted 5 or 6 clients. Last year, last year I spoke, but I was competing with a nutritionist. I got very less people seeing me, and it was only one speak. Everybody only did one. This year is going to be only one as well. So you see me once or no see at all, you know? So the chances are lower, right? It's just lowers the impact or the touches. And last year I didn't get any clients out of this. So there was probably something about my energy too, you know, last year. I don't know. I didn't sleep. I mean, I did a good job in my speak, but I don't think that was energetically.
What do you think is the likelihood of getting people who've never met you before to pay, how much is the group program?
Well, last year I did one, 97, and it's really, I mean, it's not fair for all that I do. I really don't want to do that low. I was thinking that it was to bump to 147 instead of, you know, the price is 297, but last year I kind of entered with 97, and I didn't get people to pay that, right?
You're not going, so here's the thing, right? We go into these things, we do these talks. If you're not the, if you didn't organize the talk and you don't have a couple of hours with the people and you can't actually do a full-blown offer at the event, the likelihood of getting people to sign up and pay for something is low.
Yeah.
Okay. Really. I mean, honestly, I've done these where I've had 2 hours where I had a paid program and I've been able to actually build this amazing rapport and then made an offer. And I've gotten people signed up. But where I just go and speak, I'd rather not even put the paid program on the table.
Yeah, I can, by the way, I cannot speak about anything. This is non-commercial whatsoever. So people would have to come to my table, first of all, and
so
do that.
So you can have something there and you can talk to them about it. You can have a, I'd have a flyer about it.
Yeah, that's what I did last year.
But it's just not the way to, it's not the way that you're going to really get people. You're going to get people engaged. So what is it that you can give them during the talk? What is it that you're allowed to collect their names during the talk?
And I mean, what's going to happen is people are going to see me. I'm going to do a great job. And then they're going to get, I guess, inspired to stop by and talk to me.
But okay, so ask the folks if you're allowed to. So this is one way you can do it. If you have something hot and free that you can give them.
Yeah.
Okay. Then during your talk, you go, hey, I don't have time to go into all this. Like you put up a chart that's a little more complicated than you have time to go in your whatever half hour talk or hour talk. And you go, I have a complete breakdown of this. I have a little handout that I will give you of this chart. Or of more detail about this. Just go to, and you give them a URL. And it can't be mariahorseman.com/blah, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You got to buy a URL at GoDaddy, and you have to forward that URL to that particular opt-in page.
Yeah, I have. I have not, you know.
Then you do it. But what can you give them that's hot for PCOS? Like, is it a chart? Is it a couple of charts? Is it your slides? If you have really in-depth slides, people want your slides usually, and they're sitting there and they're taking pictures and, you know. And one of the ways that works is you put up a chart that's deliberately packed with information, and you say, I don't have time in my presentation to go through all this, but this gives you an idea of all these factors, these foods, these whatever, make it something that they're going to be able to do something.
Yeah, Now I'm listening. Go ahead.
I can give you the exact copy of this. Don't worry about copying all this down.
I see.
And I can actually give you something in depth. So I'm doing a talk at a plant-based nutrition conference in September, maybe the same weekend you're doing yours. And I can't make an offer. But what I have is I have these amazing charts that you all have that I'm just going to flash through that I'm saying, hey, you want these? These you can use in your practice. You can use as handouts. Just, and I have a text ID. So I have lead pages set up where it says just text, just plant charts to this phone number. Or if you don't want to have a cell phone that works like that, just go to this URL. And I created a new URL like eating for hormone health or something like that. So I'm going to give them those things during my talk because I want to capture names. I'm not going to sell anybody anything there. I want to capture their names.
Right.
And have a sequence that's going to take them through stuff and get them into learning about this, a webinar that you do about this program that you're doing. Michelle, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah. Do you have a tablet, Maria?
Yeah.
Because I'll be at your table and you can say, you know, go by and see Michelle and give her your name and I will send you this PDF, this chart, whatever. And you can just set it up with MailChimp on your tablet to sync it to your MailChimp list. And as soon as they put in their names, it'll send them the PDF with your information and boom, you're done.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's three ways to collect names. In the past, they
really don't want you to talk about any of that, but I can probably sneak in and say something like that, you know. stop by my table and Michelle is going to get you set up to get this copy right now. And that takes seconds like
if
this.
And if I can they're probably, fine with that.
They are probably fine with that.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking of maybe, I think that's a great idea. I got to think about that because my talk, you know, there's like full of doctors and nutritionists in there. So I have to stick, my talk is exercise, insulin resistance, and mental health. So I'll be talking a lot about brain health and exercise and things like that. But I got to think about what this
Think about something that that group would want.
Yeah.
Right? And something that's going to tie brain chemistry to exercise. And you don't even have to have it on the chart. It could be something that you just give an overall cute little pretty chart, pretty picture, and then you say there's a lot more detail here than we have time to go into, but go to my table and Michelle will get you signed up to get, and I'll send you a really cool chart or a really cool thing or a paper I wrote or something that you'll get.
Or could you invite them to do like a 3-day challenge with you or something?
Yeah, so I...
Three?
So I just thought about maybe inviting them. I didn't think about the challenge to you said, but maybe invite them to a webinar that I'll then introduce the program.
Well, you can invite them to a webinar, but I love Michelle's idea about a 3-day challenge. It's a 3-day boot camp challenge or something like that, where I'll get you doing some of the exercises that I know can help to balance things, the underlying causes of PCOS. People love challenges. And a 3-day challenge is easy to set up, right? You just pull pieces out of your 6-week program and you send them things to do every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
If like that, then that's an easy flow. Like a webinar, you don't get a lot of, I find that I did so much better by doing a 2-day thing where I was with them for 2 days sharing a lot of stuff because then they get the rapport. And with a challenge where you're in their face and you do it on a Facebook group and you're on there twice a day, they get to see you, you get to check in, you send them emails, and then you go, hey, did you like this? Did it keep you on track with doing this for 3 days? Join me for 6 weeks and it's only $147.
Yeah, I could do like, you would charge for the challenge?
No.
After the program, then I can charge my program. Then I can use my 6 weeks program.
Yeah, and 3 days is a great length of time because you don't lose them. Sometimes if it's a 7-day, by the fifth day, they're tuned out, right? But if you can keep them real excited by 3 days, and at the end of that, on the third day, you say, hey, if you really liked this, here's how we can do this.
Would you, because I can put stuff on the goodie bag. Would you put a flyer maybe of the program in there?
No, I wouldn't put a flyer in the program. I would put a card that gets them the free 3-day challenge.
Okay.
I would really focus
on whatever they give away.
They don't know you well enough to be giving. It's like, okay, hey, we just met. You want to marry me? No, thanks.
Oh, I thought that was possible.
Yeah, it's kind of that's undesirable that you don't want.
Just kidding.
They'll do it.
So maybe like maybe that for this 3-day challenge.
I love the 3-day challenge, and I'll just share with you a guy named Pete Vargas, who I've learned a lot of stuff from in terms of setting up talks. And he said he tried that once at an event. He only had like 15-minute slot to talk to them. And he offered them this. It was a 3-day, 5-day, whatever. It was this challenge. And they did it. And boy, he got a ton of business out of it.
Yeah. It could be a 3 or 5-day, Monday through a Friday, you know, kind of thing, get people engaged. And think about, like I said, because I could touch on to each one of one aspect of my 6-day because it is nutrition, exercise, mindset, and all that. Maybe pick one of each or something.
You could, but I would give them like because people have so much trouble with the exercise, and that's what your talk is. I'd make sure that you can cover each of those in your little short video or short Facebook Live. But I would also give them an exercise every day that they can do and they can feel good about.
Okay. Okay. So I guess, would you, then I guess, no, you don't see any problems offering my group online fitness in there, right? They can sign up. So that is free right there on the table, right?
Right. And when they go back there for what you offered to say, hey, look, you know, Michelle can say, hey, she's also got this free online. It's like five or six people in a group, and she'll help customize it. And you get a free fitness class, and she'll help you with really being specific about some of the things you need to get your body in shape, because it's critical with PCOS that you get this thing under control, that you get the exercise right.
Right. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to think about either a 3 or a 5 day challenge, and to get that started fairly after the
event. Started pretty quickly after,
So they're still motivated for it. So I'll get like maybe a half a page flyer inside the goodie bags promoting.
I wouldn't even do a half a page. I would do, it's really cheap to find an online place that will make you, for like $50, you can get the little cards, and they're glossy and they're colored on both sides. Much cheaper than if you make up your own and try to print it.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then the card will tell them about it. So you can print both sides of the card. It's really pretty. It's hard. Whereas paper is just, you know, nobody looks at it. But if it's pretty and it's glossy and it's a card, the turnaround time for getting those things done is like 72 hours. So you can get those done and ship to you.
I have a good resource for that, Maria. I got mine done, 1,000 of them for $40-something.
There you go.
And it's color both sides.
And try to make it generic enough that you can
that
use
it. That I can reuse it. Yes.
Yes. Like, don't put dates on it, but just contact us and get started in our next 3-day challenge. And you have your phone number, you have your URL, you have whatever else that you can get in there. Right. The other thing that I would think about, you're going to hand them out. Oh, seating. You know what I mean by seating?
Sitting on the talk, you mean?
Yes. During your talk, as you talk about this exercise and this and that, you just mentioned, you know, this person that did my 6-week challenge last year, she started to do this, that, and the other thing. And she found it really helpful. In my 6-week whatever, I teach, you know, I actually show. So just pull some of the nuggets that you do in that and seed them. Not over and over again, because then it sounds like you're a used car salesman. But, you know, but just throughout that they go, oh, she works with people one-on-one. Oh, she has a group program. Oh, she, you know, so you're getting them thinking about all the ways that you might be able to help them.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to be very discreet on that while I talk to them, you know, in public, because they don't like anybody saying anything personal or their profession on that. But, you know, like last year, I remember this nutritionist started talking about, she sells like supplements, you know, and I'm like listening to this and I said, whoa, she shouldn't be doing this. And then I heard the organizer says, no, she shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, it's different to sell supplements. I'm not saying.
Yeah, no, she's talking about the supplements, you know, and she goes on and so this is what we have and this is what we have. I'm like, oh.
No, seeding is very different than that. Seeding is just planting a seed in their brain, and it's quick. And, you know, plant a seed, boom. And then,
and I'm working on my stories. And what you're saying is when I'm creating my stories for this, it's about stories about my previous PCOS clients or any other clients that they will.
I'll tell you a story about Jane. She did my 6-week booty camp last year and amazing results. This is what she did. This is what you can do. I mean, there's very subtle ways you can do it.
Yeah, I got to prepare for them. Yes.
Yep. Yep. That's the most important part of your talk is your stories.
Yeah, I'm learning that. So I'm creating my few stories and making sure that they become part of every program, I guess, or every time I speak. I just have to be consistent on the stories, obviously.
Yeah.
Make sure that it's all about them. It is always about them, but it has to be more intentional, I guess.
Yes.
You know, to align with their interests.
And here's what I heard. This is something I just recently tried out because I I was listening to a guy speak. He's an amazing storyteller. Boeaston, he was a football player. And he said, you get on the stage and you start with your story.
Yeah.
Not your story necessarily, but a story. Right?
A story, yeah.
In the middle of it. So I did this a couple of days later at Ocean Robbins, Oregon thing. And I got on stage and I didn't say, hey, yeah, I'm Dr. Rita Marie and I'm this. They know who I am. I just got introduced. You get in there and I said, I was sitting across from the guest. I was sitting across the desk waiting for the doctor to walk in the room. I was sweating. My palms were sweating. I was really nervous. And then I tell the story about the, you know, the GI doc, the jerk who said, you know, you would also take this medication. I told that story. And people were, you could see people like sitting.
They're waiting.
They're waiting. Like, what's next? What's happening next? So start in the middle of a good story. You can always go back and do this, the rest, the early part of the story later. And you can leave it hanging. Like you get to a point, but then you don't tell the complete end of the story. And then they're like, what happened? Did her mother die? Did her mother live? Did, you know, right? So you get to a point where you can stop and then you have them hanging. So then later you go back and you start to tell that story again and you wind it back to that original story. And you get their attention throughout. And it's a teaching point. All the stories should have a teaching point, right? So it takes some doing to come up with this.
Oh, I know. I've been listening and, kind of looking at the best, what is supposed to be the best speakers.
Yes.
And looking to a lot of more of the techniques at the TED Talks. And every one of them started with a story. Yes. They don't introduce. They don't even say hello. They go straight to it. So it's really, and then they tell more and more stories, you know, about that, whatever topic there's, it's just an amazing, because when you see those very well, you're like engaged 100%.
Yes, you're riveted. You don't want to move.
Yeah. And I'm starting a kind of a group training with a woman called Lisa Nichols. I'm not sure if you heard about her.
I've heard of her.
Oh my God. I mean, I listened to her through, and by the way, if anybody in this, check her out on YouTube. She's got an amazing story. She came from $11.42 raising a 6-month-old baby. And now she's the second African-American woman in history in the U.S. to take her company public. So amazing. But she's a speaker, you know, and she now trained a speaker. There is a company called, if you don't know of this company, called Mind Valley.
Yeah.
And Mind Valley is great. The book is phenomenal. Vision, whatever his last name is.
Yeah, Vision.
So they offer all kinds of, you know, training for free. And obviously they always try to sell something.
Of course. But that's the way you go. You can get so much from the free stuff. And
I got amazing stuff from her. I'm listening to her and I'm crying. I'm laughing. And I'm like, that's how I want to leave a little speaking thing.
That's how you want the audience to be.
So anyway, I signed up for this group of things. It's like $200, very inexpensive, but it's all about speaking 30 days.
Good.
And there was like last year, apparently, or early this year, they had over 2,000 people onto this. And every day is exercises, you know, and every day is you put yourself out there on that Facebook. Obviously, I put as much as you want. And there is all this infiltration of, you know, people in comments. So I'm looking forward to that, you know.
I'm going to stop you right there because there's something a lesson I want you to learn about this.
Okay.
That for that 30-day thing, $200 to you was like, wow, that's nothing. I've seen these programs for thousands of dollars. It's a no-brainer, an irresistible offer. So when you position your program, you want it to be an irresistible offer. Like, that's a no-brainer. Of course I'm going to do it. Of course I'm going to do it. It's like so cheap. So when you say, well, I think I should be getting more. The point is, my first big program I did online, I charged $97 and it was 40 hours worth of coaching and support and education. But it was a start and it built trust with people. Like they knew that they could get great information. And I just gradually started increasing my prices to where it should have been. But I got a great following from that. I also got a lot of great content that I could repurpose and use elsewhere. So don't be so, you know, a lot of us, we just want to get paid what we're worth. So you price it in such a way that you cut the numbers of people. So if you were to charge 97 or 47, I found even better, 47, 67. You're not going to do that for a 6-week program. But when you can lead with something that's that inexpensive and they get in there, you get a whole lot more and you make more money.
Yeah.
Right? You make a lot more money than you would have charging more and getting small people. Now, if you're doing a lot of personalized coaching, of course you don't want to like we charge a lot for ERC because we give them so much personalized coaching. I couldn't possibly charge a dollar less for that because of how much it costs us to do. But I want a small group. But whereas the live stream that led into it, I had 600 people sign up for.
Right.
A lot of these other programs, Sweet Spot, we had 400 or 500 people sign up for it. Right. So think about that when you're pricing things. If something's your entry point, what's a no-brainer price? And can you even cut part of that program and offer it as a $47 and then upsell them into the other part? That's another option too. So you got to work the numbers. It all comes down to the numbers. And I know it doesn't feel good. Didn't feel good for me thinking, they got 40 hours of my time and major transformations, and I read their labs for $100. But it was a launch point. So
yeah.
You don't want to undercharge for your personal time, never, because then you devalue it. But when it's a group setting where you know that in this particular program, whether you get 10 people, 20 people, 50, 100, or 500, you can still deliver great value. That's where you can play with cutting the price down.
Yeah, maybe I'm feeling, you know, the program went really well last year, right? But it was my first time doing it. And the other thing is, you know, I had one paying person and then I got guinea pigs to make sure that I had 4 or 5 or something like that in the program, right? So I got the experience and I had all that. So, you know, it went really well. But maybe I'm feeling a little anxiety of because I didn't get as many people, maybe.
But you also didn't do a big launch for it either.
You
didn't do Facebook Lives. You didn't actually do any of that. You just offered it to this group.
That's correct.
Right? You went to a live event and offered the program, and you can't expect to fill a program from one live event.
Right. Well, I put in Facebook, but it was not anything astronomical. So I guess I have to plan it better because then I guess I understand what you're saying. Because
I'm not saying don't charge 147, but just think about it in terms of how many people you want to get in there and then the marketing plan. You and I talked about this, doing a webinar and introducing it on a webinar and getting people to really feel you.
Right.
Feel your enthusiasm and what you could do, talking about a topic that naturally leads them to, I need the rest of this. I need to do this.
Right.
And then they go, huh, it's only that much? Of course I'll do it. It's a no-brainer.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds okay. Good. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Who else has questions, comments, stuff they want help with? Michelle. Oops, I unmuted you. Oh, there you are. You muted yourself back.
Okay. Well, as some of you may or may not know, I'm in the middle of planning an online summit. It's going to be broadcast from September 17th through the 21st. And what I'm using it for, well, I'm using it for a lot of purposes, but one main purpose is to build myself as an expert and to position myself with the community. And my program that I'm offering is one that's called Heartfully Intelligent Kids. And I'm looking at 3 different layers of the program. One layer is a boot camp, which is going to be a 3-day intensive. And it's going to have 2 different buy-ins. One buy-in is for people to get VIP attention where they come to my Airbnb. So they'll be in my home. And they'll actually be on site with me for those 3 days. Mm. And then the other people will be able to participate via live stream. So there are those 2 aspects. Mm. And then the 3rd aspect is a 12-week support program where we really drill down deeply And then, of course, you know, you have the other aspect where people can do the one-on-one mentorship with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to determine the price points for each of those so mm-hmm. that, you know, it's a no-brainer. I think one of the things that I have to capitalize on is that I have 5 days to build my rapport with people.
Yeah.
In terms of not just interviewing the people that I'm interviewing, but also I'm going to be doing a Facebook Live before the summit each day, and I'm going to do a sum up at the end each day. And additionally, on the last day, I'm going to be doing a 3-hour intensive workshop. And we're also going to do a pre-launch party the Saturday just before the summit.
Nice. Now, the audience for this 3-day thing mm-hmm. is parents?
Parents, teachers, caregivers, whomever it is that wants to have, you know, a really drill down deep in terms of helping children with chronic illnesses.
Okay, so what will they walk away with? What's your promise?
The promise is that they're going to walk away with either an actual plan for their individual child, or they're going to have all of the steps for being able to do the plan for their child. So depending on how much information they're able to bring, that will determine whether or not they have an actual customized mm-hmm. plan for their child, or if they have a plan that they now know how to customize, for their child.
The information, how to use it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the 3-day, now expense-wise, what's it going to cost? You said in an Airbnb, right? So you have to rent the Airbnb for 3 days.
No, it's here. I have.
Is that your home?
I have two rooms that I do Airbnb.
Oh, so you do Airbnb. Okay.
That I have specifically for that purpose, to do retreats and to do things like this.
Okay. And so that would be bringing these folks in. So you're going to bring a group together. Is that correct?
Well, the people who will be on site, yeah. who will actually stay in the house here with me, it's only about 3 people that will be able to do that. And then if there are people in the local area or people want to fly in and go to another Airbnb and just come and stay with us during the day, then, you know, okay. that's an option also.
And then you have a room where you can host the...
I have different rooms. I have one room that I use for instruction, and then I have another room that I use for chill time, you know, where we're just kind of sipping tea and having conversations.
How many people can you fit in the instruction room?
In the instruction room, comfortably 10 to 15.
Okay, so this is a 10 to 15 person retreat.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost you anything for the facility, so that's good. Are you going to provide food for them, meals?
Yes, because that's an integral part of the program, where we're going to be teaching them how to create different foods that are going to help their child who has problems with self-esteem.
Right. And they'll actually be participating, so it can be instructional.
Yes,
and then you're
I don't need any helpers because they're going to actually do
they're
all.
They're going to actually do it. You don't have to hire anybody. Okay, so your overhead's really super low.
Yeah, it's just going to be.
How do you make this a no-brainer? I think the people who are going to actually stay on site, you know, of course you factor in whatever the going rate for a hotel room or your Airbnb or whatever is.
Yeah, that's already set up with Airbnb. So that's that's something that.
So they'd have to sign up for that through Airbnb and sign up for the thing. So we just need to figure out the pricing for the conference itself.
Yes.
So 3 days.
For the boot camp. Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's a 3-day boot camp on how to create a customized plan for your child to help them with their chronic illness, right?
Yeah. So the way it's promoted is to help your child to self-regulate his or her behavioral, emotional, physical imbalances.
Okay. And have you ever done this before?
I've done it as a 12-week program.
Okay.
So now it's about intensifying it.
Yeah.
Because what I notice is that sometimes people drop off in a 12-week and they want to have that intensive, okay, Michelle, just knock it out. Just tell it to me all in one sleep.
Just give it all at once.
So I wanted to be able to do that and at the same time say, well, you know what? Now you're going to need help with the actual implementation, because it's one thing to get a script.
Right.
it's another thing to actually implement it.
So your upsell is your 12-week program to actually help guide them through implementing.
Mm-hmm. To be that support. So
it's a great structure. It's a great strategy. What amount of money overall at the end of that weekend, mm-hmm. what amount of money for you to put in your pocket for all your time for preparing and marketing and doing it would make you like sing a song and dance in the streets?
$5,000.
Okay. What amount would you say, well, it was worthwhile. I'll have to do something better again next time, but it was okay.
$2,500.
Okay. $2,500. And then somewhere in between would be like, yeah, I'm happy with this, right? So you need to price it so that, you know, you're as close to the 5,000 or at least the middle of that range as possible.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So if you can take 10 people, let's just say 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make $2,500, that's $250. That's mm-hmm. a no-brainer to come to a three-day weekend to get. Well, you have to figure out food, right? Mm-hmm. Food on top of that. So it's going to cost you for food on top of that. I mean, I would think you could easily, you could get up to 15. So I would say you could easily charge, I mean, you could easily charge $500 for a weekend like that. Anybody else have any ideas? I mean, $500 for a three-day intensive where they're going to walk away with a plan for their kid and they're going to get fed and learn how to do it. They're going to create the skills. I think $500 would be a no-brainer for anybody who really cares about their kid.
Yeah, I think the difference between am I going to walk away with a plan or with the price, I think, is going to come into do I have a plan for my kid or do I have what I need to put a plan? Because I think that, you know, just like you and I were talking the other day, so many of this business stuff, you go and you walk home with a shitload to do and yeah. you're like alone now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the thing is, the value is you're going to leave here with a plan. You don't have to worry about going home and not having the support. Leave right. the place and with a plan.
It sounds to me like that's what Michelle intends, but she's going to give them a pre-work of what they need to bring there, right?
Right.
So it's up to them whether they walk away with the plan or with what they need to create the plan, depending on...
Friday of the summit, I'm doing a 3-hour workshop where we're going to go through all of the steps and it's going to be a whirlwind tour, you know, and I'm going to be like, well, we have this assessment, we have this test, we have this, blah, 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 blah. And when you come to the retreat, we're going to do all of that together.
And you're going to leave with a plan.
It's real clear. You're going to leave with the skills you need to be able to make healthy and nutritious meals. Because guess what? We're going to do them together.
Right.
You're gonna walk away with a plan for your child with what tests. And I'll give you the worksheet for you to, you know.
Of how to interpret them and everything.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I think 500 would be totally like a no-brainer.
I think for those people, right? I don't know how sensitive they are to money, but we're talking about their kids, but I don't know your clientele there as far as money goes. But I think if you can quantify and do like almost like those bonus things, right? And I'm like, okay, includes the meals. You're going to learn hands on into it. There is value to that stuff, you know, and whatever else you're doing,
right.
You can try to put value around those things they're going to do. And I also would be very clear because some people are really smart. They have been through all these summits and all this stuff. And when they say, oh, I'm going to leave with whatever, oh, that's a bunch of crap they're going to be thinking. And I'm like, now she's going to give me all this general stuff. So what's going to make that skeptical person not skeptical anymore that this is really, I'm going to leave with a plan for my child? Because the first question I would ask if I had a child would be like this. Okay, so we're going to have 101 over here and you're going to actually spend some time with me so then I can do this for my child, or I'm going to be one out of the 10 people. For me, that's what would make a difference.
But when you do that, I think given there's 10 people, if you structure this properly, everybody can have some one-on-one time and you give the rest of them a group exercise that they're working on to prepare for their one-on-one time or to whatever. Can you do that? Because that would mean...
Even if it's, I mean, we can structure that, because what I usually do is that I have it where they get a transition one-on-one consultation with me after. Mm. So after we've gone through all of this stuff for the weekend, they go back, they can, you know, process things, come up with questions like, oh, Michelle, you know, I didn't quite cover this. And then that's when you have your transition.
Okay, so you're going to include a one-on-one with this as well.
Hmm?
You're going to include a one-on-one after
yes.
the thing for
yeah.
them.
Yeah, with all of my
one-on-one
integration. All of my retreats, I always do a transition plan okay. because not only does it help to give them closure and to pull things together for themselves as an individual, but it also gives me an opportunity to now upsell them into my other support program.
Yeah. yeah. So I would also don't fall short or not do the offer at the big thing.
Okay.
Make sure that you yeah. offer that. And I would offer it before the, before the last day, before the end of the last day.
Maybe what's that? That you're saying
you're
to offer
your 12. So you guys may be wondering, we've come a long way with creating these plans and you've got this plan. Now, what happens if I have questions as I'm going through this? What happens if I'm not sure how to implement this? Mm-hmm. What happens if, where am I? And I've got you covered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I have is, and people who do small retreats like that have a huge percentage sign up for the ongoing support.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a big group, 200 people, it's a smaller percentage,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you don't have the intimacy, but you can do that. You can also go around, like Maria's saying, maybe you don't have like breakout 15-minute sessions that are scheduled or anything. But when you're giving them, okay, I want you to start writing this down. We're going to fill in this part of the plan. You're going around. And
that's what we do as teachers. So I'm very, you know.
Yeah.
I would like to throw just thinking over here. You know, I'm thinking about some of these events that are kind of a little bit more hands-on that are 3 days. So day one before kind of the dinner thing or whatever, they have a break. So you, let's say 8 to 5, then, you know, you give a look, some homework, right? You give some homework for the people to do, and then you have like a dinner thing, and then you kind of have a little mini session about a discussion, because then the people had some time to process, go write down, you know, maybe something you want to include, and then you kind of have a little mini sessions and group, you know, setups that they can discuss with each other, and be very interactive, because I think that adds a lot of value, clarity. And then day three, then, you know, there is more of that and maybe one-on-one or something, but I really think that there is something about making that offer on that third day. Have you thought of maybe, okay, you do as much as you can with them in the place. If it is breakout sections or what, give them time to do the work right there.
Yes.
And then right there, okay? And then part of this is, you offer your program at the end. And by the way, we're going to have a group follow-up session to answer all your questions together. You start building the community right there, because you want all those 10 people to jump into this community with you, right? You want them to stick together. And then they get all excited. Oh, yeah, I'm going to work in the next week. And then, you know, a week from now, we have this thing. Now you have enough time to think about it, continue to write, and we're going to discuss this in a group. I mean, you can bring your little questions about your son to the session too. I don't know. They could leave already. Okay, yeah, let's do this. And then we're all going to be talking about, I think you can build the community from the start.
I think you can. And I also think that you can also get them signed up. So don't underestimate.
Yeah.
Because the energy is there in the room.
Yeah.
It's less
mm-hmm.
so when you've got them on a Zoom call a week later. So
yeah.
you want to make an offer for the ongoing support. You can subtly seed it.
Yeah, feed it from the very beginning.
From the beginning, yeah. And then the morning, I would say right before you break for lunch on that last day, that you let them know. You guys maybe, like, this is great community, and you can, you know, personalize how that you do that, because, you know, like, oh, Mary got along with her, you know, Sarah, and their kids are so the same age, and blah, 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 you know. So you can really create the cohesiveness and say, hey, we're going to do a 12-week. How would you like to have that support? And always position it. What would it be like when you leave here if you knew that you could pick up the phone or get on the Facebook group, and anytime you have questions as you put this together, you had the team, the group, to reach out for support? What would that feel like? And really get them to feel into how that would
because
feel.
Because part of my goal during the 3 weeks is, not, I mean, 3 days, sorry. not 3 weeks. It's for them to bond with each other that they buy into that community and maintain the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why people repeat our ERC program after years. It's not like they need more support necessarily.
Yeah.
This, they can't bear the thought of not being connected anymore.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I learned, and you know, that that seems like to bind the people together in a larger scale, not maybe a small, but I'm just going to throw it out there. And I think that still can be applied for a small, is like when you do often, you do, you know, frequent breakout sections, but timed. You got for 3 minutes, you know, go and chat
find
over
a different partner.
Michelle, okay, and change the partner for 3 minutes or 5 minutes. You have 3 minutes each, and then you have a little beep, 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 whatever.
Absolutely.
Okay, and you trade. So then they're talking to all each other, and they get to know. And that's great in a 10-people kind of environment.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. Because you say find a different partner that you haven't worked
with. Yeah, and it says, okay, change the
partner. So everyone gets to know everyone else by the end of the
week. Yeah. So I would do that frequent. Plan these, you know, 3-4 breakout sessions, shorts throughout the day. Some are maybe 1 minute, you know, discuss this. Okay. Some are 3 minutes, bah, bah, bah. And then you maybe have then the group exercise. Yep.
So like Michelle, how do you feel about $500?
$497. Yeah. Sounds good.
Sounds good. You feel comfortable. You can easily say, hey, and all this is good. Yeah. And you'll have built rapport with these folks throughout the summit. You have 3 hours with them. You make an offer.
I'm very comfortable with that.
I think it's a good
part where I think they're going to get the value and I'm going to get the value.
You want to describe it like in such a way that when they go, oh God, I wish I could do this. Probably going to be $3,000. That's what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, you know, she's doing this, but it's not for us poor people. It's for just those rich folks. I can't do this. And then you go, and, you know, normally I might charge $2,000, or you create the value and go, hey, you know, I just want to get a group together right now and let's just do this.
And part of it is what I also stress is that they get to come to my home, that this is something that's personal, and it's personal to me because of my daughter.
Yes.
You know, and
oh yeah, your daughter's story is going to
I start
really...
with that story
exactly.
And talking about the loss and talking about the need for me to reach out and to have new community. So,
I think that's great. It's awesome. We didn't have our interview yet. When are we doing our interview?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Laura to get back to me. So I was like, look, running out of time here.
Text me like maybe tomorrow or Saturday and I'll find a time, because it just drives me nuts when she takes 4 weeks to.
Okay. If you can send me your number again.
I'll text you. I have your number on my phone.
Yeah.
I'll just text
you. But I'm just really excited. And thank you guys for all of your support. I couldn't have done it without you guys.
Yeah.
Especially Tony and Lynn and, you know, other people and Maria. Lots of different ideas that have really inspired me to push forward. And
I think it's great. It's needed. And, you know. It's good.
But the whole idea of doing a summit just seemed overwhelming to me. And then I was like, you know what? This is just telling me I have to do it. I don't even think about it. You know, so if there's anyone out there, if you would like any help in putting together a summit for yourself, you know, I'm here for you. And the biggest thing is it's not big. You know, you just do it one day at a time. I was stressing out over people not getting back to me about interviews. And then I was like, whatever. And now they're like, oh, Michelle, I forgot to do my interview. I'm like, yeah.
Good.
So, but
that's great. I'm excited for you. I've never done a summit. It's like, if I could just show up and do the interviews and let somebody else do everything else, I would do a summit.
Yeah. But it's fun because you get to hear from different people and you get to see their heart and you get to see what they're doing. And what I enjoy most is being able to have the opportunity to let them shine, to connect them to other people. And that's what's really neat about it.
Yeah, it's great. I'm so happy for you. And you, did you get Ocean? Did he say yes?
Yes, I did. Yay! I did. He was like lickety split. He answered.
Yeah, he's very good at responding. I said
the only person I was trying to get was
that was actually long for him to respond because I had sent him an email and I think it was like 2 days later I saw him respond to you.
Yeah, but I mean he's just very gracious. I'm looking forward to his interview.
Yeah, he's great.
And we have James Maskell also from EvoMed.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get Sayerji or someone from Green Med Info just because I wanted people to have access to Green Med Info, but I haven't been able to get through to them. But got a lot of other people.
What I will say is one of the things you might want to do is get some bonuses from some of your speakers.
Oh, I have bonuses from all the speakers.
I don't mean just the summit bonus. I mean for your 3-day program. Additional bonus that people can donate.
Oh, I didn't
for anybody
think about
that does that 3-day program.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think about it first before you reach out and just grab a random.
Well, what I was going to do, I have two of the presenters are actually local to me, and I was going to have them come in and do a presentation. And one person has a therapy center that's walking distance. We were going to take a walking tour to their location to see how their therapy center is set up. That's different from most therapy other places.
Nice.
And then I was going to have another person come in and actually do artwork and art therapy with the
beautiful. Person. Yeah. Those are listed as bonuses.
Okay.
So make sure when you, this is the basic package. And in addition, I'm going to give you these bonuses. We're going to go, the therapy. Oh, somebody's going to come in and teach you how to do art therapy. What's the value of that? How you may not know how to do that, but the value of this for helping your child is blah, blah, blah. And we also have whatever, something else like, kid friendly food recipe guide that will supplant what we learn, whatever you come up with.
Okay.
That you can do.
Perfect. Love it.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you're doing this. Hooray. Yay, Michelle. All right. Who else has questions? I'll wait for you for a second, Maria. I want to see if anybody else has, and then I can, your hand's just still up from before. Okay. Michelle, I can put her down. Who else? Who else wants to talk about?
Stop. I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, it's Angela again.
Angela, yay.
That was all very exciting to listen to and very inspiring. I don't even know where to start because it's been a while since I've kind of connected on a professional level. I've really moved into some lighter programs and corporate, and I'm actually working on a project called Fit, Fun, and Vibrant. It's like a 4-week program just about bringing more pleasure and joy into the way you care for yourself. And what I want to chat about, which has kind of been something that's been coming up for me my entire health coaching career, is pricing for things that I don't normally do. And I've gone through the PBSS system, and I've gone through, I've spent so much time and energy going through other business programs, and I get it.
Hang one second. Let me get that dog to stop talking. Stop.
Quiet. One last thing, guys. I put the link to the summit in the chat if anybody's interested.
Awesome.
Michelle, do you have any, besides the link, do you have anything that we can actually share with our peeps, a flyer or anything electronic format?
Well, you can share the link because that's where the registration page is, and later on we're going to be sending out copy.
Okay.
Okay, back, sorry.
Okay.
My son was in a sprained ankle, so I couldn't send him down the stairs to calm the dog down. So anyway, sorry. Okay, so you've got this Fit, Fun, and Vibrant. You're looking at pricing. It's something different than...
Not for that. That's a group program. That's like that I've figured out. I'm just trying to keep the focus on finishing that. But it's the random things that come to me that I have a hard time, like the private things.
Okay.
Like one of my fitness clients has SIBO and and osteoporosis and a long list of things. And she said almost a year ago that she wanted to work for me. So I spent a long time putting together, you know, a program for her and kind of outlined it to her. And I forget the price I gave her. I think it was like 200 a week or something, or 800 a month. Because I can't say, oh, 90-day program. It's like, there is no 90-day program. It's not something I'm trying to package, and I have no idea how long it's going to take. It's been 20 years of celiac and SIBO. You know, I have no idea how long this is going to take. And I have no idea how much time it's going to take, because I don't work with SIBO every day. I don't work with intense gut issues, you know, like I set out to a long time ago. And so she decided, this is almost a year ago, that she was going to hire me. And then her daughter, who's an MD, was like, oh, she's not qualified, blah, 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 talked her out of it. She went to more doctors who just kind of laughed in her face. And then I told her, look, I'm sorry. Like, I've got other things to do. Like, I'm not, I just can't go back and forth. I said, you know, I'm connected to a huge community of very well-qualified practitioners. If you want, I'll connect you with them. But I basically don't have time for that. In a nice way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. Good.
And now she's like very committed to working with me. She's like, I understand you have other people, but she's like, nobody knows me like you know me. She's like, I don't trust people like I trust you. Mm-hmm. I tried the other people that my daughter wanted me to try and my family wanted to try. I really don't care what my family says this time. Like, I really want to work with you. And now I'm like, well, now I have other things on my plate. Now I'm going into corporate wellness. Now I've got this program coming up. Now I'm traveling. Like, I'm only home for these 5 days. I've been gone for the last 6 weeks. I came home for 5 days to run two corporate programs, and I turned around and left again, and I'm leaving again next week. I'm launching like my first online program that I've done in several years while I'm traveling, like, because I'm a maniac. I don't know why I'm doing that to myself. So it's like, to fit in time to do this for her, and I have no idea what to charge, to where I'm not going to feel depleted and to where she's going to feel it's fair.
Okay.
And I
That's
don't
fair.
See both things every day.
Yeah, so it's going to take some time. And here's the thing. First of all, I would start with, what do you charge? Like, what is the minimum amount that you're happy, and then the happy amount that you want to get for your time, for an hour of your time?
Well, I guess the thing is I don't know how long it's going to take. You mean like an hour when I'm by myself
because you do all this stuff, right? You get paid well by these clients. So what's the price range that you'd be comfortable getting for an hour of your time?
I just want to answer your question properly. You mean like an hour of my time, whether I'm on the phone with her or
whether it's research. I mean, like if you're going to do a project with her, and let's just say it takes 10 hours, what's the price range that would be like, okay, that was an okay. Like I said to Michelle, that was okay. And what's like, this was great. It was worth it.
I would say $80 to $100. I mean, I would never charge that for private coaching, but for just like the time it takes to prepare.
So you're saying
$100.
You pay more than that for private coaching or less than that for private coaching?
More. No, coaching's expensive.
What would you charge for private coaching? Okay, that's good. That's good.
I don't know.
So this is what you got to sit with, okay? Because all you need to do is say, I'm estimating that this, and let's just, the first month is, because you said you don't know how long a time it is. If you just charge $800 a month, the first month might be uber intensive. And you've worked, you know, if you work 10 hours that month, you're at the bare minimum that you would be okay with. So it's likely going to take more than that in the first month if this person's really complicated. So I would be looking at doing, let's just do a jumpstart month. Let's just work together intensely for a month. This is what I'm going to charge you. And then we'll see where you're at and we'll see what you need moving forward. And then we'll come up with what the next step is.
Is that what the person wants? Does the client want to, is the client ready to go intense? Have you asked that question? What does she want?
She wants to get well.
She does, but she wants it to be doable. You know, like, You know, we've talked a lot about the FODMAP diet and how it is strict, but for a short amount of time, and that it's not appropriate for long periods of time anyway. So I told her, you know, there will be times where we're going to be more intense, and there'll be times where we're going to be trying to, you know, just make adjustments in our life so it's doable.
Is she a professional person, kind of has a busy schedule and all that, or has more time?
No. She's got time in her hands.
Oh, okay. So she's not going to be asking, because, you know, a lot of times people are going to ask if they have, you know, a sign of, okay, what does that mean? You know, because they might want some promises. If you're going to charge $1,000 a month or something, you know, and they're going to say, okay, what is the tangible thing? What,
right.
And what is a tangible thing? You know, some people are going to require some, she's maybe frustrated. She tried this and that. So I think you got to understand her expectations really well and not overpromise.
Yes. Yes. And here's the thing, yeah. Right? You need to create a framework that's going to work for you. You can't be customizing programs and packages for each person. You already laid out a bunch of stuff with her. So you kind of know what that will be. I would look back at it and I would say, let's do this. If you feel comfortable with the $800 for a month, but just commit to a month, right? And say, let's just see where you're at the end of the month. It's going to take a long time. My anticipation is with all these problems, it's going to be at least 6 months, 9 months, maybe a year that we're working together trying to unravel this. You've been working on this for a long time.
That's what I did actually with that guy. I told you $1,000. I said at week three, we're going to reassess. So that's what I told him. I said, okay, week three, because things are going to change. I said, so week three, I already set up an appointment for us to discuss, you know, how we're going to do month two. And then in week seven, mm-hmm. we're going to see how we're going to do month three. So, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. And the thing is, Angela, I think, you know, all of our clients are this way, right? I mean, at least in my book, that's the kind of clients we get. But we still try to create a package that's got a framework around it. You know, it's got boundaries around it. Right? So I'll give you a 3-month program. I used to do a 3-month program for like $3,000 or something like that. And this is what you get for it. You get X number of SOS calls. You get X number of times that we're going to get on the phone. I'm going to do some research in the background. I'm going to give you a checklist. I'm going to give you a food plan. We're going to reevaluate the food plan. Whatever those pieces are, you come up with it and then you say, what am I going to feel comfortable with? You don't want to do it and feel like you're being cheated.
Right. Right. Or feel like I'm spreading myself too thin.
You've spread yourself too thin. Because you know you can get, it's not a matter of money. You can fill in that gap because of the high end clients that you do and the corporate stuff that you do.
Well, it takes away from me building the corporate stuff. You know, it takes
that's what I mean.
Like only
that's
so
what you
much
have to
time.
Calculate. That's what you have to calculate.
It's not like I do SIBO every day, so I can just be like, oh, it's this, this, and this. Plus, she's got so many problems that any supplement I have, any herb I have to, like, in-depth research on, you know? And I'm just like, first, I'm like, I don't even want it. I don't even want the problem. I don't even want the problem.
It where you feel like you're going to feel, like, good about it. And I don't think you're going to feel good about getting $800 a month from her, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So I would just throw it out there. And if she's like, then you can always say, well, we could take this out. We could take that out. We could take this out. And then we can spread it out longer and see what you think. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that, you know, you're coming from a place that you get paid well. You get paid well from corporate. You get paid well from these private clients. And you don't want to undercharge for your time. If it was a group program that you already had a group program and you were going to get her into this, you know, group little online SIBO thing that she would read about and then, but no, you're not. You don't have that because you're a customer.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No.
So I would look at what's your time worth, first of all? What are your parameters? And if you want to help her, right? And if she says, no, that's way too much, then you go, okay.
Yeah, that's a great way actually to keep the client away. I just heard your kind of a negativity seems like, you know, I don't really want the problem. That's what you said. And I said, so you can price really high,
Then they'll pay you. I even said that I don't remember who. Look, I'm not taking diamond clients this year. It's just a lot of work. I want to work on the other stuff. But if somebody comes along and wants to give me $50,000 to do it, I'll do it. Right? But anything less than that is like, do I really want to do it? I don't think so. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. Yeah. So come up with that price that you would feel like, wow, this is really good. I feel good. She's going to get my attention. I'm not going to be scrimping on my time because I feel like I'm not getting paid for it. And if she doesn't say, if she says no, then you can just say, well, you know, sorry, but that's what my price is.
Good right? luck.
Or you could say, yeah. Right. Yeah. Or you could say a little bit, we can take some stuff out if you don't think you need the SOS calls.
Or if you don't, I really need to list the features out.
Yeah. Well, take what you did before and don't throw it away. Take what you did before. And look.
That was more of like a structure of like how, like in order we were going to address her issues. So it wasn't completely overwhelming, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's fine that you can use that. But then you look at what kind of time do you think it's going to take? She's been an ongoing client. Do you need a 2-hour initial assessment visit, or can you do it in 45 minutes to an hour? What is it going to take for you to read all her labs or have her, you know, give her a list of the labs she may need to order? And then
she's got this book of them.
She's got a stack of them. Okay. That's the other thing you could do. You've got this stack of labs and I'm happy to go through every single one and come up with a comprehensive plan. And this is how much it'll be per hour to do that. And I estimate that it's going to be 10 hours. Might be a little less. Might be a little more.
Yeah.
Feel about that. Because you've got to value your time. And you never know with those labs. I mean, somebody gives you a stack of labs. I remember doing that. And somebody paid me $3,000 for a 3-month program. And she sent in 75 pages of labs by fax.
That sounds like I want to shoot myself.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I used to be really into that. And then I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore.
So I'd be like, oh, and I just charged her this and I told her I would analyze her labs and send me her prior labs. Now I tell people, send me all the labs you've had done over the last year. 1 year.
Only.
That's it. Yeah. Or 6 months or whatever I think it would be.
Yeah, because things may not be valid anymore anyway.
Of course not. People want you to read. Right. And I'm suddenly reading this test and going, this is 5 years ago. Why does she want me to analyze her adrenal stress test from 5 years ago? It doesn't even apply, right? I would want to see old blood tests because I can compare. Like, oh, look at that. She's been progressively declining. Or she's getting better on this area. That's different than having them send you 75 pages of labs.
Yeah, I would just have her do the more recent for sure. Coaching. And
yeah, so contain it. Contain it. It doesn't sound like you're super excited about this is what I'm feeling.
But here's the thing is I love her. Like I've been working with this client almost 8 years. When I'm home and not traveling, I mean, I had lunch with her the other day because I've been away from her all summer. But when I'm home, I'm with her 2-3 times a week.
How much did she pay you for that? That's
120, which is
Whoa.
And she's my furthest client away.
Traveled to her for 120 3 times a week?
Yeah, but I've been that price traveled from a long time ago. I used to go and give her massages at her house, you know, like.
So she's used to you undercharging, right? She's gotten used to you undercharging.
Right, because as she grew with me, my prices didn't really grow either. So it's like she wants me to do all this, but you know, $240 a week is just not going to cut it. Not when I'm, and she wonders why I keep leaving. And I'm like, well, yeah, because I'm traveling with these clients and making a living. I'm like, you're my only client here right now. You think I can even feed myself on $200 a week?
No. I think you need to pep talk yourself into your value. You need to have that conversation with her. Like, look, I haven't raised your fee for that in X number of years, right? And I'm keeping it there because I love you. I love working with you. But you know what other people pay me for that? They pay me $300 for what you're getting, $120. Yeah. And that's probably true, correct?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, here's what, and you have to come up with a number that you will feel comfortable saying, that you will feel comfortable receiving. You're clearly not comfortable with the 120 a week. And that's a known entity. You're working out with her
right.
3 days a week. You know, right. you know when your time starts and ends. With this, you don't.
Right, I'm not doing all this work ahead of time to prepare. I don't even think about what we're going to do until I'm standing in front of her.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, so there's no like hours of prep work and staring at my computer and pulling my hair out. And
so I would be writing that down in terms of what you're offering her. I'm offering you, you know, an hour-long session every week. And on that session, we're going to go through, we're going to tackle all these things I have on this list. We're going to help you create a food plan. We're going to look at it. I'm going to analyze your diet intake and your symptom intake. Those are some things that are going to take me time in advance. So that's going to take me, and I estimate that's going to be another hour and a half a week or hour a week or 45 minutes a week. And that's okay. it. So I would contain it to X number of hours of your time.
And then no more.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if I have an extra 10 hours right now.
I would commit, I would try a month. If you want to do this and you want to see what help you can give her, offer a month and offer her a specific number of appointments and a specific number of after hours, you know, looking at her stuff and see how it is in a mm-hmm. month. What's evaluated mm-hmm. in a month. And I'd charge her $1,000 for the month, but.
That's start. Cool.
I personally,
I mean, even like people
a lot more than that, but if I were you.
You said you would charge her a lot more than that.
For me, yeah. I charge people $1,000 to do a comprehensive lab analysis. They send me in their current labs. I sit down, I look at it, and I get on the phone with them for an hour, and that's $1,000. But I don't even do that anymore. When I did it, and then it still took me longer than I thought it was going to take, and it wasn't really worthwhile because it was 4 hours of my time for $1,000, which I think I can make more than that by doing group stuff and whatever, right? And of course, I don't pocket anywhere near as much of it as you pocket. If you make $1,000, you pocket most of that. If I make $1,000, I pocket 100 of it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why. But I'm saying that's what I would recommend that you start with.
I guess I should do that with, I mean, I don't want to customize all private, but I don't want to do a lot of private stuff anymore anyway. Like, you know, when someone called me, and this happened a lot, particularly with like people that struggle with yeast. I've had I helped my aunt with her yeast issues. And then she was like, oh, this person. And my other friend called me the other day. And she's like, a friend of mine is really suffering. I'm like, well, have them call me. I'll do a consultation. But I don't have a program for that. You know, like I don't have a set thing for that. So it's like already like, great, what am I going to charge them? Almost like, I hope they don't call so I don't have to sit here and figure this out.
Yeah, which is really bad for
manifesting business.
I hear you because I've been there and people start to say to me, well, I want to work with you. I'm like, okay, give me $25,000 and I'll work with you for 6 months. And they go, oh.
Right. And then they go, if they need 6 months, you know, they just might need a little bit of changes maybe they just need to be put on like a cleanse and here you go.
Yeah, but it's still a lot of work to sit down and go through their forms and understand what's going on with them to get to the point where you could sit down with them and give them anything.
Right.
So I think that
the assessment analysis.
Yeah. So, you know, I know Tony does like a loss leader type of thing, like, and she'll charge them $150 and she runs the lab chemistry on it and she analyzes their lab and then she upsells them into a program. And if Tony, if you're on still and you want to make any comments about how that's working for you, but she charges less than her time is worth. Cause if you're going to do a lab analysis on somebody, it's probably 3 hours worth of work. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would come up with a number, test it out, play around with it. See if you feel comfortable with it, say it out loud in the mirror a few times. And if it makes you vomit, like don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I would also, if you've got this online program, the Fit, whatever, Fit.
Fun, Fit, and Vibrant.
Fun, Fit, and Vibrant. Fit, Fun, and Vibrant. then you can actually create Fit, Fun, and Vibrant online program. And if you want to do privates, you can do the Fit, Fun, and Vibrant VIP version.
Yeah, I have a note to do that next time I launch it. Right now, I'm just trying to get it done and just try to do like a regular.
No,
just try
I'm not to, saying just try to add on to this. I'm saying once you have this thing going and it's done, when people want to work with you privately, you say, well, you can do my Fit, Fun, and Vibrant program. And the VIP version has X number of private calls with me to put it all into place.
Right. I just feel like people come to me with like very specific things that I know that I have the resources and the knowledge to help them with, but I don't have like a program wrapped around for. But I guess a good way to do it is just charge for like an analysis and a consultation. And that way I can get clear on what it's going to take and then sell them on a program.
Then you sell them what they need. And that's a great way to do it. My initial is XYZ dollars. And what we're going to do is I'm going to really get to know you. I'll figure out what you exactly need. And then we'll go from there. Sounds like I got the impression with this person, you already have that sort of. Like you've already done that. But maybe you haven't done it formally. And there's probably a lot of other things in there that you need to know.
Yeah. I'm just meaning like other people that come to me with random things.
Yeah. That's what awesome. I would do. Consultation.
And then real quick, in that consultation, we've got the resources for all that too.
Oh, yeah.
I did want to ask you if you know anything, kind of like on a different track, if you know anything about ozone therapy and if it's safe.
Yeah, you know, I haven't really researched it. You know, overall, there's some certain things that it can work for. It depends on who it is, and I'm not an expert in it. Has anybody else have done any research on ozone therapy that wants to make a comment? What is it for who and for what? And
well, it supposedly is really powerful in just fighting all viruses. And
yeah, no, I mean, like what kind of person are you asking about? You know, I know what.
Oh,
I
was going to try it on myself first.
Oh, on yourself. Oh, I don't think it'd be, I mean, you could give it a try and try it out. I thought you meant to refer to somebody and then I'd be cautious without having a full history to know if there's any
damage. Well, I was trying to see if it was, I've been super run down, probably because I've been traveling and the smoke in the West is kind of bothering my throat. And then I had a cold and like, I'm never sick. And if I am, it's never more than 3 days. This is, I'm like, I'm over this, you know? And so I went to the naturopath down the street, not the naturopath yet, like this functional medicine place on the street yesterday. And I got an IV, vitamin IV with vitamin C and glutathione and all that stuff. And then, so I tried ozone as well. Because I've been really interested in it. So I'm like, I don't have time to do like the whole package thing, which is supposedly like 2 weeks for what I want it for. I just not hold for 2 weeks long enough to do it. So like, let me just try one. And literally they put ozone intravenously in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can start feeling it in my lungs. And I was like coughing. Of course I was sick. Uh-huh. I had lung stuff going on. I came home and slept in the middle of the day 2.5 hours.
Sounds like you might have needed that.
I mean, I definitely needed the sleep. I it's something that I'm going to explore for viruses and see if it's something that will, I mean.
I know it works well for teeth stuff for everything froze. You guys still there? Hello?
I don't know if I'm on the phone, so I can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay. It's for dentists use it.
Which is ironic because you can't breathe it in. Although somehow it got from my veins into my lungs rather quickly.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. That's where the veins.
Right. I was surprised. I'm like, whoa, I feel it in my chest. This is crazy.
Yeah, but you know, with the ozone, they put it in the. I don't know. I don't think they do it IV. I think they inject it into the spots, into the cavities. I don't know for sure. Anybody else know?
They do injections, but yesterday they put it intravenously. I put it in my vein.
Wow. Yeah. Nope. I don't know. I don't know enough about it to be able to comment.
Okay. Well, I'll keep you guys posted on my journey on that one.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time and knowledge. And
thank you.
Everything.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Let us know what you work out.
Okay.
Sounds like you're just really on the verge of just not wanting to do the private stuff anymore. So.
I definitely don't want to do the private stuff. That was a huge realization for me a couple of months ago. It kind of like knocked me on my butt a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's what made me kind of move into corporate. And then I'm like, I want to create something that's fun, that's easy for people that are kind of beginners and just want to be healthy and think it's bland and boring. Like, I don't want to do it if it's not fun type of deal.
Good for you. Keep your fun up. That fun is an important pillar.
Hey.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Who else?
Hey, Dr. Maria Marie, can you hear me?
I can. Is that Eleanor?
Hi. Oh,
long, a ghost from the past. I haven't talked to you in a long time. How are you?
Good, good. I'm coming back. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Tony, too. I see some old friends on the call. I wanted to talk to you to get some direction on a path to take with a client. It's someone I've been working with, and basically on constipation, headaches. I've found a couple of things there, but the new thing that's happening that I'm really not sure where to take it, and somebody, I think it was Michelle earlier, said self-regulate, that this young woman is trying to self-regulate her moods, and she's finding that she just slips into like a sad feeling, and it seems to be tied to hunger, also into her cycle. And, you know, one of the things that we kind of try to get people not to eat between meals, but that's one of her answers, that she thinks she needs to snack a lot to keep her mood even. So I'm just trying to figure out where to start exploring this part of the conversation that I'm having with her.
Well, I would certainly be doing some more some blood sugar testing to see what's going on, and insulin testing. Because people who get so hungry they have to eat regularly and snack in between, they usually have very high insulin levels.
Okay. Yeah, I've looked at her blood sugar is really good. I mean, the only thing I've been able to see in her blood is the vitamin D and the magnesium, which if I could get her to be consistent, does help with the constipation. But I haven't looked into the insulin, you know, testing. Yeah.
And when you say her blood sugar looks good, fasting blood sugar looks good, right? But remember that that's the last thing to ever change. So getting her to do in between meals, like when she's feeling that she just absolutely has to eat, where is her blood sugar? Is it super low, meaning probably she has very high insulin levels, or is it super high, meaning she has more of an insulin resistance?
Yeah. So I have to get her, you know, this blood monitoring device thing is not, with young people, it's not always easy to do.
Yeah, but at least, you know, on getting an insulin level, you'll get a sense of it, at least a fasting insulin. If it's high, then that's probably what's happening. She's just, and if she's young, more likely, she's less likely to develop the resistance already, but she's still in the hyperinsulinemia phase.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would look at. Yeah. And if her D is low, don't discount that. Well, the only thing I saw was her D. D low can affect everything. So getting her D levels up is super important. And same thing with magnesium.
Yeah, that's what I've been working with her on. It's hard to get people to be consistent. You have all kinds of little techniques, but I know she's not as consistent as she should be. And what do you think about the whole tide? I mean, the hormones I know change during the cycle. I know PMS and all that kind of stuff, but sadness too. I mean, I don't want to do the whole Dutch test with her.
How old is she?
She's 28.
28. Okay, she's old enough to do a Dutch test. Why don't you want to do a Dutch test?
Well, because I'm not quite sure what I would recommend. I don't want to do any kind of things with her hormones. That's
Well, go back into the archives, and there's a ton of information on interpreting. We've done those on so many calls, interpreting Dutch tests.
Yeah, as far as interpreting, but what if she needs hormone adjustment? I doubt
she's going to at 28. That's not what you're looking for. Is you're looking for the diet lifestyle interventions that you can do to help her to move those numbers, right? If she's in the mode of having high levels of the 4-hydroxy, the dangerous estrogen metabolite, you got to really talk to her about all those things that evoke that. And so, you know, but that might not be the place to start. I mean, certainly how we start in our hierarchy is we look at her foundations. What are her foundational diet lifestyle protocols? How's her digestion? What's her blood sugar like? And if you just address those, you make a huge difference. And it sounds to me that there's a blood sugar issue.
Okay. Yeah, I did order the stool test, so I'm going to be getting that back. But I did not do insulin testing. I just did regular, you know, A1C. And
was her A1C normal?
Everything was good, yeah. Really good there.
Like 5 or less?
Less, yeah. 4 point something, yeah.
4 point something, yeah. So the thing with that is sometimes, and that seems to indicate that her average blood glucose is just fine, but sometimes what happens is in people with high levels of insulin, and they end up with spikes and then huge divots and spikes and huge divots, and the average comes out to look normal. So I've seen that a few times.
Okay.
Right? But A1C, that was a good starting point, like looking at that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then moody, if the moods are related to the menstrual cycle, you probably want to have her do a 10-day cycle mapping.
Okay. I mean, that is one of the things. But the other thing is the food. She knows she gets angry when she gets hungry.
Mm-hmm. That sure sounds like hyperinsulinemia to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So everybody's frozen on the screen for me, so I don't know what that means, but I heard you. So who else? Anybody else have questions or comments? No? We good? I can't move anything. So if you're raising your hand, I don't see it unless they're on the screen.
I don't see anybody with a raised hand.
No. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here. Good timing, actually. We're just right at the end of time. Great to see you all and great questions. And we'll talk again soon. Bye. Let me unmute you all. Lynn, unmute everybody because I can't even unmute. Lynn, unmute everybody so they can say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
I'm not a co-host.
Oh, and I can't make you a co-host.
No.
I can't hit my thing.
Everybody unmute yourself.
Unmute yourself and say goodbye. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone. It's good catching up. Hi, yeah, Anna.
Bye. All right.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
All right. It let me click on end meeting. That's the only thing it let me click on.
Remember to text me, Dr. Rita Marie.
I will text you.
Thank you.